Mom?
I love you, Jacob.
Jacob pressed himself back against his seat. His hands scrabbled for the seatbelt, but it was already too late. There were only a few seconds left. He still did not understand what was going on. His mind grasped at explanations for the speed, for Mom's bizarre calm. A jammed accelerator, a rush to avoid being late for the interview, or maybe her attention had just wandered.
I love you and your father both.
The minivan began to slip into the breakdown lane on the right side of the road, first the right wheels stepping over the line, then the left, only seconds remaining now, and continued to pick up speed as the road went down a little hill, assisting the engine, which was beginning to top out as the vehicle hit 96, 97, 98.
Mom, stop!
She launched the minivan directly at the bridge abutment. It was a molded concrete wall built into the side of a hill. The abutment was guarded by a jersey barrier, which ought to have guided the minivan away from a direct impact. But the vehicle was going too fast, and the angle of approach was too direct, so that when Lori edged into it, the jersey barrier lifted the right side wheels, causing the vehicle to skitter up the wall and, disastrously, to flip. Lori lost control of the car immediately, but she never let go of the steering wheel. The van scraped and skidded up the jersey barrier and vaulted off the top of it, its momentum catapulting it up into the air as it rolled three-quarters of the way to upside down, like a ship capsizing to its port side. With the minivan in the air, rolling counterclockwise, the engine racing, Lori screaming, a fraction of a second, that's all, Jacob would have thought of me, who had held him, my own baby, looked down into his eyes, and he would have understood I loved him, no matter what, to the very end, as he saw the concrete wall flying forward to meet him. This concludes the reading of Defending Jacob, a novel, by William Landay. Copyright 2012 by William Landay. This book was read by Grover Gardner. This unabridged recording was published by arrangement with the Martell Agency and was produced in 2012 by Blackstone Audio, Inc., which holds the copyright. Neither this recording nor any portion of it may be reproduced or used for any purpose without prior written authorization from Blackstone Audio, Inc. If you would like to obtain a monthly update telling you about new releases, call 1-800-SAY-BOOK. That's 1-800-729-2665. For a complete listing of our titles, visit our website at www.blackstoneaudio.com. Thank you.